Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
This is Dante Lee, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
Hello, Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and iTunes. This is Z, the SEO Queen.
And Ernesto Comodo from 907K.
We want to invite you to attend the webinar series, How to Thrive and Grow in 2021. This workshop series is going to be awesome.
And for just $100, you'll get marketing strategy, website, SEO, and social media.
This is a steal, a great value for business owners of all sizes and types, whether you're B2B or B2C.
Yes, this is a great value. You get a domain name, hosting, website, SEO, and social media marketing.
Yes, this is a great value.
Where can you sign up for these workshops?
It's online and easy to register for. Just go to howtothriveandgrow.eventbrite.com and you can sign up for all workshops or the ones that fit your schedule between now and February. Check it out now. Just go to howtothriveandgrow.eventbrite.com. We can't wait to see you there.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google page one? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. THESEOQUEEN.net. That's THESEOQUEEN.net.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
The SEO Queen, the SEO Queen, more credibility. The SEO Queen, more visibility. The SEO Queen, more profitability. The SEO Queen, 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 more credibility, more visibility, more profitability, the SEO Queen.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients, and revenue. On Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes, Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQueen.com and download the free ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. So good day, everybody. Good day, everybody. I have an awesome, awesome guest on my podcast today. As you know, we are in the month of December, and I wanted to really focus on finances because people are spending a lot of money in preparation for the holidays. So I know a lot of kids want to, like, they want the latest Nintendo Switch, whatever video game box. I know my son is crazy about Splatoon and Minecraft and all that stuff. And so I know the kids are, you know, for you parents out there, they're giving you their wish list. But I want you to consider something else on your wish list for your kids. I want you to consider using an app to teach your kids financial literacy. And to explain what I'm talking about, I have the CEO and founder of the fabulous credit education app, Kitty Credit, with me today, none other than Evan Liepart. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. So tell our listeners, give us the business case. Why should we download your app? Speak to the parents.
It's simple, you know, like if you're like me and many adults, right? Like we learned about credit after the fact, right? Like when it, right. when it messed up your credit and you didn't really understand how it scored. What we want to do is really tackle that problem head on and create a preventative solution instead of a corrective solution. So teach these kids about how credit works. So by the time they turn 18, they're like, oh, don't close that card. That's going to mess up my age of accounts. Or, you know, like make sure you pay that when it's due. Don't let it go 30 days and have it posted in your credit. We really want to create a new generation of credit conscious individuals.
Well, I think this is so important because credit is truly a vehicle to greater wealth creation, asset acquisition, and more. So what are your, like, for those who have not heard you before, what inspired you to create this app?
So I've always been a serial entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And starting out in my early 20s with business ideas and trying to get them off the ground, but having made so many early financial mistakes, it was always tough to get that line of credit or that loan to be able to start the projects that I really wanted to start effectively, right? So once I realized that, I was like, man, I know I can't be the only person with this problem. And how do we teach about credit in a way to where it's not just learned in one class and then totally forgot? And like do it in a way to where there's a fundamental aha moment for a kid when they turn 18. Like, I remember that. Like when a missed chore was like a missed payment. So that was where I kind of came up with the concept for Kitty Credit. I owned the domain for a long time. I had it for almost like 10 years. So I wasted money through GoDaddy. Just like one day I'm gonna build this app that'll teach kids about credit. So to be doing it is cool. But it really stems from entrepreneurship. I do feel that when you speak to an even deeper level of you know, economic inequality in our country, one of the best ways that we can change that, it's not by Band-Aids and while grants and things like that are very helpful. I really think that more entrepreneurs in communities that are below the poverty line are really one of the ways that we can kind of start to build economies in these areas and build them up from within. And having a good credit score is really a fundamental piece of that. So my why was really to get people to understand credit who really don't have the most access to capital.
Wow. So tell me, what stories have people shared with you about the transformation that they've noticed as a parent and with their kids using the app?
If anything, the main thing is the conversation that's created, right? Like credit has such a personal, like, pain point for so many people.
Right.
That it, like,
what right. happens, don't like talking about money.
Right. Right. And especially, like, you know, when people have bad, it's bad credit. That's something they like to hide or they're embarrassed about. Right. But it's, right. it's embarrassment because sure, society tells you if your score is a certain threshold, then you're, like, you're not worthy, right? But also, there's a lot of insecurity behind it because people just don't understand how that score even came to be. There's a statistic that says 4 in 10 Americans don't understand how credit is calculated, right? So just what our app does is it kind of take, it's the first thing that takes that conversation seriously as a family. So mom, dad can give some personal experience as to how their credit was affected. Say, this I don't want to have happen to you. This is why we're using this app. And while it's going to teach you about credit, it's also going to bring some, you're going to have some responsibility in the house because we're going to give you chores that'll determine your credit score. And then from that, basically, if you're being responsible in the household, you know, through your score and the amount of rewards that you get on a weekly basis, you can use these to redeem some items, right? Now, some things might have a dollar attachment to them. Some might just simply be an activity, right? Like some households do pay allowance and some are like, your allowance is the roof over your head. So it really depends. I was the roof over your head.
That was my household too. And I didn't get quarters for A's either.
Yeah. I got like a quarter for when my mom cussed. So that was cool. So I was like, ah, throw it in that bucket. You just
do that. I wouldn't go broke, but nah.
That's cool. Yeah.
I would be off the chain, just purposely agitating the situation. Yeah. So, I mean, you have been, since the last time I interviewed you, you have been on, I think, CNBC, and a whole bunch of other news outlets. And you've really been, you know, sharing that, you know, about your app, telling people about it. And so in this holiday season, what are three things that you want people to know and remember about credit, and how can they download the app?
Three things. One would be, it's never too early to discuss it. Just about credit in general, or as it pertains to my app?
Just your app, credit, whatever you want to, yeah.
Yeah. So first, never too early to discuss credit, right? Like get kids to understand that this score will determine how much a house will cost in terms of interest or cars, to start applying it to things that they like so they can understand how important it will be to take care of it. Mm-hmm. Also the concept of chores, right? Like as kids grow older, giving them additional sets of responsibility and really rethinking what a chore means, right? Like if a kid is younger, people are like, oh, I'm not gonna give my four-year-old chores, but let's say you could tell your son a chore is to hug your sister, hug your mom, tell your dad I love you, right? Like simple things of that nature will get them in the habit of seeing like positive reinforcement of habits and how you can benefit different things by taking on different responsibilities. And then thirdly, download the app. So we have an upcoming version that's coming out where we'll be rolling out in the next couple months. You can check out our app by downloading it. It's simply Kiddie Credit, KIDDIE Credit, KREDIT. Or for just more information about our company in general, just go to our website, kiddiecredit.com. And that's KIDDIE KREDIT.com.
Well, Evan, thank you so much for coming on to the tech show, the SEO Queen tech show. I keep on wanting to say the Jazz and Tech Lounge. I'm getting used to my newly branded podcast. This is only the second month. So I'm getting used to saying this is the SEO Queen tech show. And you've been listening to the CEO and founder and architect of the financial education app, Evan Lephart. You want to make sure you download the Kiddie Credit app. My son is six, and I think this Christmas, we're definitely going to spend some time getting those chores and that whole concept squared away, because I think, you know, there's a word that says our people perish because of a lack of knowledge. People's credit gets in the toilet because they don't understand. And so I'm going to commit to educating my son about credit now, since you said it's never too early. Mm-hmm. And I will let you know how it's going.
Perfect. Well, congrats on the rebrand and everything. Congrats on everything you're doing as well. I see you moving and grooving out here. So 2020, while in the grand scheme of things has been a year for the ages, right? Like there's been some positives. So I think if we just remain optimists and remain safe, right, and take the protocols, you know, around the obvious, I think we can use this moment for good. So congrats on everything you're doing.
Well, thank you so much. And if you text me your address, I could send you one of these.
Sounds good. You never have enough masks.
Thanks so much for coming on the podcast. And to everyone listening, thank you so much. And until next time.
The SEO queen, the SEO queen, more credibility. The SEO queen, more visibility. The SEO queen, more profitability. The SEO queen, 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 more credibility, more visibility, more profitability, the SEO queen.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.